The pressure continues to mount on Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri over the investigation into the assassination of his father and former Premier Rafiq Hariri. The latest developments are closer to home for the Prime Minister, as ministers of the Amal movement threatened not to participate in any future cabinet meetings if the issue of false witnesses is not addressed. The decision was made following a meeting between Parliament Speaker Birri, who heads the Amal movement, and President Michel Suleiman.
This is the major reason behind this step, is to urge the cabinet to trace this file. This case has been into the political, daily political argument between the various factions, and it's becoming like snowball and is growing daily. And this is affecting seriously and negatively the stability in Lebanon and the situation.
But some members of Saad Hariri's March 14 alliance say this step is part of a broader agenda aimed at changing the power structure in Lebanon. They claim that opposition parties like Hezbollah and the Amal movement are pursuing this agenda with the tacit backing of Syria. The judiciary in Damascus just recently issued arrest warrants against 33 individuals, many of whom are closely aligned with Hariri. The warrants accuse the individuals of providing and using fabricated information in the investigation of the Hariri assassination.
The move by Speaker Birri, together with the arrest warrants issued from Syria, are part of efforts to stage a coup d'etat. The aim is to target the state, and they are using the Hariri tribunal merely as a means to realize this aim and to create a new political arena in Lebanon.
Others, however, see that the March 14 alliance has been pursuing its own strategy of changing Lebanon's regional affiliation ever since the Hariri assassination in February 2005. These experts believe that the assassination has aimed to weaken Syria and Hezbollah.
They are talking about a new coup d'etat in the country, whereas they, in fact, that happened when they broke down the constitution, put people in jail, put charges against Syria that it has killed Hariri, and consequently the real coup d'etat happened in 2005.
Lebanese Justice Minister Ibrahim Najjar has distributed a report regarding false witnesses to the members of cabinet. However, the cabinet has yet to discuss this report. All eyes now are on the Lebanese Premier, who is expected to make a speech whereby he will clarify his stance regarding the latest developments. However, as analysts say, what goes on beyond Lebanon's borders, specifically between regional heavyweights, will very much affect this stance. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.